For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 94, released March 23rd, 2025. We are live tonight on Facebook. Interact with us, ask us questions, talk to us, like us, share us live, or we have email if you prefer to write us. show@3ftpodcast.org. Again, our email is show@3ftpodcast.org. Hit that subscribe button, like us, and share us on all the socials. We are commonly found on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Our goal is to make you laugh and maybe even offend some of you. I'm Malia, the girl co-host, introducing the guys you've all been waiting for. Here's the Three Fat Truckers.
What's happening, everybody? I'm Bill.
Yeah, and you got your old man, broke down, hardly going, Dave.
Hell, about time you admitted it.
And I'm Steve, and I hope we offend a lot of people today.
Man, I'm going for at least 90%. What do you think?
We think. 82. Let's go with 82. You're shooting awful high there.
Well, but the thing is, you set the goal high. That way, you'll try harder. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. That's true. I mean, God knows we would never fail at nothing, so why start now?
Yeah.
So we're all excited. We're all excited sitting here enjoying our – we're getting all excited because we got the Matt show coming up. But Steve has rebuilt his studio, which looks like a TV monitoring back room, and he's all excited about it.
Oh,
Bill's
yeah.
getting everything wired in.
I just need a jet airplane to be able to look out the windows here almost with all the monitors I got.
I'm surprised you don't have your drone flying over top so you can have a down view.
I do have a little bit of – Oh, Paul, Chair, we've got a little swag here for this. Going to be a truck show. You
know? Well, yeah. Well, and check out our new hats. They're going to be there, too.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
going to have to check out the new hats.
Already. Boom.
Yeah. Right there. And we got some air freight. We got all kinds of swag ready for the boys.
Oh, and I'm going to be wearing all these boots.
Yeah, we got a boot lineup.
And only the boots. Oh, wait.
Well, I don't know about all that.
I got hats.
Today
is Breakfast Bill's birthday, everybody.
Yeah, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Take a look at the comments. Yeah. I'm going to have to turn my mic off and just sit here and thank everybody for happy birthday.
Bill's birthday. My God, Bill, what is the lucky number? Bash. 32 and holding still?
There you go. That's it. That's the one.
So what'd your wife get you?
You want me to tell you
the old joke?
He got a little loving this morning. That's what he got.
No. A little loving? I wasn't able to move for 3 hours.
No, she put the whoop ass on him.
The
story is the guy's at work, and buddy looks at him and says, "What's wrong?" He says, "Oh, it was my birthday yesterday." He says, "Really?" He says, what'd you get? He says, "The same thing I get every year." He said, three white shirts and a piece of ass, and all of them's two sizes too big.
It's so bad. Oh, man.
Hot dog in a hallway.
It's terrible.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been getting some correspondence off and on from a couple people that we've been did some stories with here that were listeners in. And one of them is Richie Workman, and he shared a story with me and Dave the other day. I don't know if we want to share it or not.
Mm-mm.
But he does enjoy listening to us. He says it busts him up, and he's got a couple other shows he listens to. But he does enjoy our show, which I'm – Bill's always wanting feedback. So I was like, well, hey, great, you know.
Well, it is. It's nice when we got somebody out there telling us, you know, we listen to all these other trucking shows.
He's up out of Canada, too, is where he's at.
Yeah, these other trucking shows are important people that are talking, and we're actually guys out there that are actually doing it every day. We're out there telling you what's on the road.
That's the difference between us and other shows is that we are actually living the thing that we're talking about. I'm not trying to minimize their place I wasn't going to go there, Steve.
Well, not everybody can take the bucket up like you.
That's true. I mean,
I was talking about you just tonight.
Like, doggone bucket.
That's what I got you for your birthday. A bag of bucket liners.
Right.
Oh, God. You know, I've still got about four rolls.
I was talking about his bathroom habits tonight.
You could get him like a gold-plated bucket.
Oh, babe.
With his name on it.
Get a bucket and just spray it. Says Bill's dump.
Way, you have to say that when he retires.
I don't know if I want to break in a new bucket, though, man. Once you find a bucket that works.
When you retire, right?
You're talking about like a gold bucket. Does it fit?
It fits perfect, Malia. I mean, when you got that perfect round,
height.
The height. That's another thing.
Yeah.
He's a little shorter than the rest of us.
They always tell you want to prop your knees dangling up a little bit, because if you're pushing too hard, you can break blood vessels. You know, you don't want to be doing that. You got to have your feet at the right height.
It sounds like you guys need to go see Gina at Massage Experience and let her unclog you. And
Dave carries his roid pillow with him everywhere he goes.
I know you guys probably never had this, but any remember the red bottle enemas? Put the little tube in there.
Oh, God, yeah. My mom called it the hot water bottle. Yeah.
Wow, you had a name for it in your home.
You know what we're talking about, Steve, the big rubber bottle.
Yes, that was called Jeff Foxworthy. Here's one of them says, he's in the shower and his mom says, get that out of your mouth.
I thought that was what that end was for. Yeah.
What do you think it was? The front side or the back side?
Fill it up with air and then sit on it and made the whoopee cushion. You know? Those weren't whoopee cushions. That was a true fart coming out of that thing.
I'm going to exit right here.
You're doing fine, Malia. Oh, my gosh.
So
everybody have a good week. How's our week going? Anybody doing anything special? Bill?
God, I'm taking off tomorrow. What do you think?
What about you, Steve? You have a good week?
Isn't tomorrow Sunday?
Tomorrow's Sunday.
The weather's
getting better finally.
No, I don't.
Breezy. Wants to rain one day out of the week every week.
So I want to know why you keep sitting on my porch.
I want to know why you haven't stopped down yet.
I want to.
I'll make you coffee.
Bad. I want to sit on your porch.
You have to fight the dog. She's usually right there.
Our listeners, she really means his porch.
I don't. Yeah, he don't have to fight the dog.
He has a porch, and he posted a picture
today. It wraps around the whole house.
He's got one of them country veranda style porches that everybody thinks they want, and then the minute they buy the house that's got the thing, they just let it sit there doing football.
Well, absolutely not. I would be on it all the time.
The problem is once you walk out the door and turn right, you end up back at the same damn spot.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, come in the door on the back side of the house. But
it's
one of them places, and that's why I usually post it. I was like, sit out there and drink my coffee in the morning.
It's so peaceful.
And it's, the birds are chirping and.
Mm-hmm. So does my back patio.
No.
But I got a better view.
I've been on your patio.
There's a whole valley out there.
But the problem is, do you have a couch on there, and is there a full-size refrigerator?
There doesn't need to be a couch. There's.
Okay, because you're down south. You got to have a full couch and a full refrigerator.
There's a full freezer, two freezers. Outdoor that stove.
See, that's a true Tennessee Kentucky guy.
The view,
the flat top, and the barbecue.
Does it have a swing so you can be a swinger?
It had two swings, three swings, and about eight rocking chairs.
Can the little kid get on the tricycle and do circles around the house? The grandbabies.
It's like they can't hear each other.
Remember the old metal push cars?
Yes.
We got, just for decoration, we got them on the porch, tricycles. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of crap around the porch.
Yeah. Like I ask him, why do you keep sitting on my porch? It's like,
Keep drinking.
Hey, Lee, I see you went shooting this week. After somebody, are you?
No.
I'm just getting better and better.
I'm just getting better and better. It's
just
like
waiting for the right guy to come
along.
Little
target practice.
No, I've been working on my control issue. See, I want to shoot him in the head, so I shoot him in the head. Example back here.
But the problem is, I chose not to control
where I shot him, and I shot him all in the orange just about on my last.
That's where, what, he had orange underwear on? You shot him in the groin?
Not on the table.
Bill, do you see, I lost the joke. It ain't going to work now.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, what a waste, Dave. Damn, write the shit down, man.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
He was busting on you good at breakfast today. Oh, I was.
I'm like, man's birthday. We ain't even can't sling no eggs at him. Nothing.
And I was disappointed because I wanted my friend, my little lady friend.
Where is she? His daughter.
Sissy. Yeah, she loves.
We have to be nice to Malia when she's around because she yells at us now. And I'm like, seriously?
She'll kick me.
Malia has a body protector now, so we can't be mean to her if we're having a sit down and Bill's daughter's there.
Nope.
So.
And she's not a fan of you guys calling me the girl.
Yeah, she does. I'm not the girl.
Yeah, you know, she's she's probably got a little bit of that young angst women's lib thing going on. I don't know.
I told him wait till the boys start sniffing around the house.
Look, man, I am not.
He's gonna be buying chastity belts by the
group. I know you've all been down that road, and I had three daughters, dude.
I know exactly what's gonna happen.
I had two. And what's even worse is I was the boy sniffing around the house, and I remember that.
That's what I'm saying. I know exactly what these guys
were.
What these, especially the charmers, because that was my thing.
Was you and Eddie Haskell?
No, Steve, you were going to do the same thing I was going to say, man. Eddie Haskell.
I knew a kid. Well, my oldest grandson is a effing Eddie Haskell. Because he will tell you what you want to hear, and then as soon as you turn your back, boom, that's it. I'm like, you little SOB. Oh, yeah.
So, we had a good week. Everybody's doing pretty good. Malia's shooting people. Steve's cooking stuff.
No, not people, targets.
Okay.
It hasn't increased to people yet.
Hey, me and Bill will jump a curb.
It hasn't escalated yet.
In other words, yeah.
No, me and Bill have become part-time Texans, and this week we're getting ready for our famous Mid-America Truck Show.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, and are you guys getting ready? Because I haven't seen no pictures of you guys getting ready. I've sent pictures of the boots I've gotten.
I'll send it to you tomorrow. My truck is loaded.
I was going to say, I can walk out and take a picture of the trailer. We got packed.
Pictures of my new hat.
Yeah, you know.
I got
a new hat. You know, here's my new swag.
Funny thing is, Dave, I got a trailer, but it doesn't have our stuff in it. But my back of my truck is almost already full, and I ain't got no room to put nothing else.
Aren't you glad you bought a new truck?
Yeah. You notice the difference in all of us getting ready? You guys are talking about loading trailers and trucks.
Oh, I've been buying clothes, girl.
I got Amazon boxes showing up at my house.
I bought new underwear, new socks, new undershirts.
Oh, I got new socks.
I wish those big dick underwear would get here before the truck show. I wouldn't mind sitting there with a pair of them.
You might want to wait for that big dick to get there, too.
I was going to say, do you realize
how Steve, that was
funny,
a good one.
How funny it sounds like, I can't wait till my big dick underwear gets to you. Like, man, he is a
brick. I want to try them damn things.
Now that reminds me of a joke.
That's called a pocket. They're called pocket pants.
They are bulge enhancing.
I know what they are. That's only when you got to pee or get. Yeah, they make them that way now.
What?
Do you have any push up bras?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
You're talking about.
For women that are not so, I'm not going to say blessed because that means, I'm not going to say that either because it
the
means
Wonder
that people
bra,
with little
they take
bitties,
it off and you wonder where their tits went. Yeah.
I dated a few of them in my life.
You don't have to wonder if it looks like she literally got bit by two mosquitoes or something. Like, you know, they're fake. Look at you
looking down all high and mighty.
I'm not. I just think we should embrace what we have.
Like, all I know is the girls always had a little one said that.
if they Steve
had,
is.
Or they didn't
Steve.
Have any boobs. They had to make up for it somewhere else.
And I'll embrace what I've got as soon as it gets here via UPS.
Didn't we used to have a guy around town called Disco Harry that enhanced his package with a roll of socks?
Why are you... Breakfast. Wait, I have to explore this more. Did you really get these underwear pant things for next week for the event?
I mean, no, but if they came... Bonus.
He got them, but not directly for the show.
What I wanted to try was the way these things separate the meat and potatoes, because you get when you got a little bit of flesh down yonder, you can pinch yourself and sit on your goods.
The worst thing is when you sit on the toilet and the damn seat smacks when you sit on them too.
Or when they dip into the water.
Did I send you that little picture where it's like a cartoon and the guy just grunting and grunting and grunting and it goes plop and you see the water come up and it goes and tickles his balls and falls back into the water.
I was just trying to explore why he wanted to go to the Matt show.
Because
I'm trying to get this visual. You want the truckers to think you have more junk in your junk than what you have?
Give her I want the them vehicle. To want to be me.
You know, when you get old, there's something about it's called ball sag, and they make special underwears now to keep them up.
Yes. I'm just curious. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just curious.
But
I'm
they
old,
also
but
that, that
I don't have the ball sag yet. Did I do something wrong? What?
You're no, playing with it enough.
That comedian Daniel Tosh,
biting my lip.
Don't do that.
And his grandson says, "Grandpa, what's them little marks on the inside of your leg that go down to your ankle?" He says, "Oh, that's when I used to get a tattoo every year. How low my nutsack hung."
Just like the notches on the door pane. Yeah,
but he wasn't going the other way.
My grandson asked me the other day, he says, "Hey, Grandpa, how old are you when you quit masturbating?" I go, "It ain't 65.
You did not. That's not where I was going with these questions. I was just wanting to know why you wanted.
Because when I'm sitting for a long period of time, they get down in there and then you go to get up and it's like something's grabbing a hold of your and like it, pulling them into your ass crack, you know, and
it's kind of one of them things. Malia, he's seen the new shiny thing on TikTok and it says,
I'm gonna try it.
He's gonna put them on and next week he's gonna talk like this because they're up too
I'll
tight,
tell you, you know? What if it doesn't work, I'm gonna talk a little smack. So
well,
you
got them from China. Theirs are a little
smaller. And if
smaller.
It does work, I'm gonna model these things on Facebook for everybody.
Oh, no.
You bet your sweet
show.
Ass.
At the show.
At
and
the
if
show.
You don't want to comment live on his new undies.
Oh, yeah.
We
are on Facebook.
Oh,
people should log on.
Podcast.org. Please tell us your thoughts. Show at 3FTpodcast.org. I was excited about new boots, like knee-high boots. They're red. Everybody stop by and check them out. They're going to be red on red day because you guys are wearing red.
Are you going to have your pants tucked into those boots?
She is.
I'm wearing a skirt. I'm wearing a denim skirt every day.
Oh, my.
Boot, denim, hat.
I'm going to try and get her to spin a lot, Bill.
So... have we got the brass poles that came yet?
She's going to be sitting behind the counter. You won't see her boots. You won't see her skirt.
Hold on, Malia. Mm-mm. You see, you're sort of, I'm just going to put this out there. You're sort of a tomboy. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to sit in a skirt? Or are you like my daughters that would sit there like a boy with their legs?
I'm not a tomboy.
Well, she is a lady.
I'm not a tomboy. I'm not a girl. Okay. I'm a woman who knows how to wear anything I wear. So I can wear a hat. I can wear boots. I can wear a shirt.
Bill,
I can wear jeans.
Them underwear when you get them.
You can wear
jeans.
I can
wear a fancy dress with my hair all did. I can do it all.
Did.
And she can wear blue jeans. High heels. Yes. By the way, I got a Boston trucker. I talked to him this week, sent a message. He's going to stop by and see us. He's working over in the Rotella oil
Did you ever check, is there an actual media section there where all the media is at, the podcasters and stuff?
No, there's not a one. By the way,
you
can get media passes to come there, but there's not a media area. Okay. And by the way, we're in the silent auction of the Matt Show this year, guys. You can go on there and make a donation. And if you're the high bidder, you will get to come do a show with us. You will be a guest on our show.
So, wow.
So I don't know if it be at the show or they will tell me when we get there, but I think I sent you the
email. Remember what I sent you about the top 5 podcasts and I sent you that little thing?
Yes. I seen that.
They rebutted and I was trying to remember and I'm like, okay, now I remember who that is now. And cause I didn't see the picture. So yeah, that was the husband and wife that does Talk CDL.
Mm-hmm.
In that he's like, oh, we love you guys. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I didn't put us up for a lot of things. Like I talked to Malia, they're doing a talk one morning. And that's when the breakfast is. And
it's $100.
Yeah. It's a little on the pricey side.
No, yes. I want to pay for it and go, but I didn't know if you guys would go, anyone would go.
I don't know on the timing. We may be, cause one of the mornings we're going to be tight with time because we're going to do enough interviews and then try getting out moving around. But we also, that's when
we got to report. We got to record an episode.
Yeah, we also got to record a show while we're down there too.
I know, but that's Thursday. The breakfast is just Thursday.
Right. It's only Thursday morning. So
see, I won't be sitting. I'll be walking around in that denim skirt.
Are you going to the Colt Ford concert?
Possibly. Yeah.
Really? What's that?
Gotta pay for that.
Music.
No, the concert is free.
Yeah.
No.
We just never go because we're always sucking buttermilk.
It's always what time it is. Yeah.
When is it? Friday?
The concert is Friday night. Yes. Yes. There is a concert Friday.
I'm going to try and go to it.
What are you wearing?
Same thing he wore all day that day.
Gray shirt and no pants.
We're except for the mustard stain from the hot dog he ate.
Actually, I am
wearing fat truckers.
Cowboy hat, boots, and I'll probably have my shirt.
By the way, we are right next to they moved the food court over behind us, too.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I noticed that. Yeah. So,
well, we better take a break. And
take a break?
Yep.
I'm not ready to break.
Yep. Sorry.
I ain't pumped to break. I didn't even do an air check yet today.
We ain't done shit. talked about big dick underwear and her boots, and that's about
and
it.
Your boot, we know what to title this one.
Big dick underwear with high boots. I can see you in them.
Anyway, when we come back, we got a story. We're going to get into a little bit of this thing. I know everybody's heard about this bill that Arkansas is trying to pass to.
It's called the House Bill H.R. 1569 bill that they're trying to get passed, and it's kind of stalled right now. But we'll see what happens.
Very, very contentious topic.
Act of 2025.
Anyway, we will be back right after this.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Yeah. So
I was waiting for Dave to flash up the sign.
I was, well, they Bill has it done automatically. I don't have to do it on here now.
No, on Facebook though.
Oh, I ain't even logged on yet. I was trying to log on. I haven't even got on there yet. I'm still sitting here. Facebook, okay.
What's
everybody
that?
Goes
now? He's got to screw with his phone for about 30 minutes.
So I got to log on. And, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So that's it for Dave, everybody.
Well, no, I'll do that while you guys are reading the news. I got the other things I can do. Oh, there we are. I found it. So
all woo-hoo. Right. So, America, it's going to sound like we're making fun of folks, and I am.
Because you are.
a big story the past couple of weeks coming out of Arkansas, which has been put on social media by truckers out here on the front line. Arkansas has taken it amongst themselves to help police our community for immigrants.
Country.
Arkansas has taken it amongst themselves to help police our community for immigrants that can't read or write or speak English. Here's the news story about it.
Or read
it. We'll talk about this after the story. I should have read that and then put it in my own words.
Yeah, I have a hard time reading it too.
Community, it says country.
So basically, yeah.
I wrote that.
Steve wrote it.
Okay.
First paragraph, yeah. What's so hard about saying country?
Moving on. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and we'll start by reading the article and then we'll kind of get into, spoiler alert, I am big time against this and I bet I'm the only one. So, we'll get into that in a minute here. State bill would criminalize non-citizen unauthorized truck drivers. And this is from overdriveonline.com, dated March 3rd, 2025, and updated March 14th, 2025. And that update was due to, it was to reflect changes made to the bill. A new bill introduced in the Arkansas State Legislature named HB 1569 or the Secure Roads and Safe Trucking Act of 2025 would ban out-of-state non-domiciled CDL and commercial learner's permit holders from operating commercial vehicles and...
Wasn't me. What'd you stop for?
And seek to impound their trucks and fine them $5,000 per violation. Since introduction, it's undergone some changes after meeting a fair amount of opposition, including from the state's trucking association, according to some of the bill's original proponents. Shannon Everett, a former fleet owner and co-founder of the fairly new American Truckers Union Group, lobbied for the bill and said, "We amended the language to reflect Mexico and Canada's agreement with the United States to recognize the validity of each other's issued CDLs and just added in the language that requires drivers from Canada, Mexico, or any other country to have a valid work visa." The earlier version of the legislation stated Arkansas would not recognize Canadian-issued CDLs if it passed. "We don't believe Canada is sending Canadians," said Everett, who was researching the degree to which non-citizens have been able to get CDLs and operate in North America. "They have broken our trust that still needs to be addressed, but it isn't in this bill." The bill introduced by two Republican state House members and one state senator would add a requirement to Arkansas law requiring drivers working for U.S. domiciled carriers to possess a domestic U.S. CDL and declaring all out-of-state non-domiciled or non-U.S. issued CDLs improper for commercial operations in the state. Under the bill, drivers on any type of visa, or those who don't speak English caught operating within state borders would face $5,000 fines and impound. Non-citizen drivers who cause bodily harm while operating a commercial vehicle would face a minimum of 6 months in prison and a Class D felony. Non-citizen drivers who cause death would get charged with vehicular homicide and given a minimum of 10 years in jail. Fleets in Arkansas that hire a non-citizen or non-domiciled CDL holder would face a fine of $10,000. Overdrive reached out to the Arkansas Trucking Association but did not get a comment. The earlier version of the bill proposed to end Arkansas reciprocity for CDLs issued from Canada, potentially putting it in direct conflict with the federally regulated CDL program, which could possibly threaten the decertification of Arkansas's own CDL program or cuts the federal funding for the state. The U.S. Congress and the federal government in general, not states, have authority over interstate commerce. Everett lobbied for the bill, which with state lawmakers in his native Arkansas, and said he felt compelled to advocate for victims of crashes and the trucking industry. There was a wreck that happened in Colorado where the driver had been deported 16 times, said Everett. The crash killed 64-year-old Scott Miller, who was on his way home from getting groceries. There wasn't a strong voice for the American truck driver on this issue. I felt a strong tug from the Lord to begin advocating for safer highways and better regulations in trucking. We're talking about safety and coming at it from the perspective of making our roads safer, and I've observed a clear lapse in laws and regulations that were not voted on, he added. And this goes on and on and on and on. You want me to keep going with this, or
no? You don't have to go through all the details on it.
It's too long.
Bottom part there, where it says driver, that's the guy that was on YouTube putting in there that he had been pulled in by the station and asked to do a couple tests, and he was sort of blown away by it.
This bottom part.
Ron Yates, 311.
But I don't know. I've been across Arkansas. Bill's been across Arkansas. I haven't had problem.
I've seen no evidence.
You try to get across it as fast as you can.
Well.
Yeah, you do.
Get past the whole scale and go.
And then, Bill, if you want, why don't you go ahead. I went ahead and got the latest update on this. And I went through Canada because this bill affects with Canada.
Okay,
it's just a short story. So just to let you know where everything's at.
Well, yours is older than my story.
Update. Well, yeah. Arkansas House Bill 1569 on 9th of March 2025. A bill was introduced last month in the Arkansas State, blah, 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 blah. Information about the proposed bill has been making its way through trade publications and caused concern for Canadian-based carriers and truck drivers. Below is a status update on the issue. And then there's three bullet points here. The bill and its aims are generally opposed by the American trucking industry and industry associations, as it is being pushed by a small fringe group. Their argument for the necessity of the proposed bill is based on a very flawed data analysis. The bill has been referred to House Committee on Public Transportation. There are no time frames on when the committee will discuss the issue next, and it is not expected to move any further. It is extremely unlikely the bill will pass.
So if anybody wants to go out and look it up, it's called Arkansas HB 1569. It's the Safe Road it's the Security Road and Safe Trucking Act of 2025. It's all over the internet, everybody. You can look it up. There's a lot of comments on it and stuff, but I don't know. I think it's kind of dead in the water right now because I know the federal government's in charge of that, but So, and this we have
is a, really just one of those things, in my opinion, that has come out with no other purpose whatsoever than to make noise. And that is it, because you know, anybody that's been in Congress or any government office for 10 minutes knows the kind of bills that will get passed, that will get backed by the necessary people. And then the ones that are not even going to make it onto the floor for a vote. And this
But literally, this is a problem. There is a problem out there of non-CDL drivers in the state have not going through the same regulation and training that we all had to do. And visas allowed it because of COVID, and they either need to ring it back in or start. Arkansas can't do it. This
you
is the
have
federal
to be
government.
Able to read.
Well, yeah, it says right there in the
our language. You have to be able to.
Well, yeah, you can't read you the stop signs, the road signs.
You need to be able to
speak and read. And that article right there said, I mean, it's not up to the state. It's up to the government. I mean,
yeah, that's federal. All have to do with immigration.
And Arkansas is overstepping their bounds like they do on all sorts of shit. I can give you thousands of things that's wrong with Arkansas.
Well, you act like you drove through Arkansas once or six million times.
Not even to do with trucking. Just other stuff. And they are the most back. I want to say where I'm at is backwards, but it's not. Arkansas is the most backwardest state I've ever seen.
You got no hollers in Arkansas.
They ain't got no hollers.
How they bring in money, how they take money from people. It's one of the biggest scams there is, and that's the worst
state. You're saying
the only state out of all 50, I'm going to give you an example. If you pay child support, because I went through this because I had an ex that lived in Arkansas. When you pay child support, okay, they actually, I was getting paid to me, okay? Arkansas would take money out of the kid's check from each person. The person that was getting paid had to pay Arkansas, and the person paying had to pay Arkansas. They would double dip. That's the only state in the whole union, the country.
Well, that's
that
just
that.
The gift
it's
that keeps on giving, isn't it, there?
It's illegal as shit. And yeah. One time I didn't get a check for 6 months. And when I got a check, they deducted their fees out of it. And had a nerve to send me a bill saying I owed them $600, and I told them to go fuck themselves. And I never ever paid it. And
I take it it was more than the Indiana $30.
So you were
fee.
Getting you oh, were getting ridiculous. Paid through Arkansas, and they sent you a bill for $600.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I let's give that up like a collective golfers
like
clap.
Bucks. The check was only like $100.
Give them a clap.
A month.
Oh, I hear that weekly.
Oh yeah, no, Arkansas is the worst state.
I don't know, our buddy Jeff, when he got down there and got pulled
in with $5,000
for a date.
He got pulled into a scale I didn't even know was open anymore.
That was never open for 35 years except on a Sunday. Oh my God.
It's like somebody called ahead, hey, you better open up that daggum old chicken house yonder. We got a guy coming through there with a big old load and it's all messed up.
And the permit's not good for another 6 hours. Right. He's 6 hours.
You don't
want to
get me started on Arkansas, dude. I mean,
okay, folks. So for those of you that live in Arkansas and
we apologize.
We love you.
We
do love you.
I have a stepsister who lives in Arkansas.
Hey, there is the port
I
of Little Rock.
Things off your story. Oh. It's like you have a stepsister.
The port of Little Rock has the best little gas station truck stop. You pull in down there. Them ladies will hook you up. It's in the port of Little Rock as you're coming around 440, exit 5. You get off there. There's a little gas station truck stop right there, and them ladies make the best homemade biscuits you ever had.
There's another plug that we ain't getting paid for.
I didn't say the name of the place. I just said little truck stop. Come on.
They're going to just line up and get it.
I know it. Then they'll be in there at 5 a.m. and make me sick.
The only place I ever promoted in Arkansas was the truck stop down there on 30, and it's the
The old 44 truck stop?
You guys crack me.
What's the one right outside of town?
Exactly.
The one right outside.
West of town down there, Glendale.
Yeah. That's still there. That restaurant
is still there.
They have the best hamburgers and chili, dude.
Yeah. And
they got one of the only orange balls, brand new orange ball.
And you know what else Arkansas's got as you're going through Little Rock? Dave's Burger.
I don't know how you do it all, Dave.
I don't either.
I know. Don't we have a Dave's Burger here?
No, probably. But we got a famous Dave's barbecue, and we got Dave's Burger. I mean, I'm spread thin, guys.
I just asked, don't we have a Dave's Burger?
It's Bagger Dave's, isn't it?
Oh, Bagger Dave's.
Oh, yeah. Bagger Dave's, yeah.
There's another one. Another plug that we ain't paid for.
What do you mean? Me and Malia went there and had free appetizers after we paid for them.
Huh? Hell, that don't make no sense.
So,
well, they were free for me because Dave paid. So.
Dang it, got me again. So let's ask the big question. All right, Bill. So what did you get from your kids for your birthday?
Talisa made me a card and
who made the cake? Did she make it?
She and Amanda went to the store and bought it.
Oh, I was thinking that she would. It's about the age where she would really want to make you a cake.
She would want to, but Amanda just probably wasn't feeling dragging all that stuff out. Wasn't feeling it. And I've not been eating much of that stuff lately anyway. So
no, but now that they made it, you can just go pound that stuff right down your neck.
We haven't even seen you out for breakfast in a while.
I was really looking for just a relaxing weekend off, but I've actually got to work tomorrow to try to make a few bucks this week before
we take off. You leaving early? You're not leaving until tomorrow afternoon, are you?
Yeah, probably tomorrow afternoon.
He's got to pay for those bulgy underwear.
Yeah, I got to pay for the big dick underwear.
big bulgy underwear.
What's that, Steve?
South Fork Truck Stop. That's what it's called. South Fork.
If you get those underwear in time for the show, you got to take a picture standing next to me with my red
boots. Won't because I ordered
them.
My
red boots and you and your bulge.
If you ordered them from Duluth, you'd have had them already, but no way you went through China.
I wanted what I saw on the video there, and
I bet you did.
Hey, you've never seen a Duluth underwear video.
Did the video have a real person in it?
Where it's a cartoon.
It was AI.
You're wanting the real person in the underwear.
No. Let me. Oh, you sure got me, you fucker.
I'm trying to figure it out there.
No.
Watch your language. This is a family show. We're live.
We are not a family show.
We are in somebody's living room right now.
Oh, well, if you are playing Three Fat Truckers in your living room, you need to go to Dave's church and ask.
They just learned about Arkansas.
Mama, what's Arkansas? Oh, that's one of them places out there.
That takes all your money for support coming and going.
They're still burning the gay people on the cross down. Anyway,
they are not.
She looks like a witch.
You just have to speak and spell and read English.
Well, I was amazed.
I bet I could go to any one of those towns around there.
Speak and spell.
I could go to Buck Tulsa, Arkansas, and find one or two guys.
Hey, Steve, guess what Bill did this week? He goes, you know, when you come around Little Rock, what happens if you go straight north? Well, that take me up to Sykeskin, and I'm going to do a little country hopping.
That's not what I said. That's just what I did. I didn't say it, but I did it.
He did do it, so.
No, I came into town on 57.
Little country therapy.
Yeah, I decided to try another
Whatever
route.
Whatever you want to do, just take State Route 79, Bill. That's the one you want.
He decided a detour.
79.
Let's just try something new.
Oh, that's the one all the way down there. No, he come across.
Oh, no, it goes all the way north.
Yeah.
There's a
but
scale
I wasn't,
on it.
71 is the one you're talking about, Steve. Goes all the way
71
up
71 or 79?
71.
71. Yeah. 79
one
goes down.
The one that runs right along the border between two states right there.
That's the one that they built 49 because 71 was killing too many folks. I remember 71 was one of the first roads I ever drove on, and I remember two signs on each side of the road when you got to the holler that said, 6 deaths so far this year, don't you be next, and... I'm behind the wheel for the first time.
Was there a guy sitting in a chair with a marker getting ready to cross it out?
For you? Yeah. It was an awakening, I'll tell you that. But no, I was just wanting to try something different, so I came down 57 out of the... Well, you run 155 out of... Well, I was heading towards Little Rock.
Did you come back that way?
No. No, I don't think I'll ever do it again. I mean, it was all right. It just wasn't what I was expecting.
You need to go through Bentonville and see the first Walmart.
Oh, I used to haul it.
And see the sun come over top. Oh, like the Holy Grail.
Well, you say that, but back when I used to haul Walmart was before the Supercenters, and it was kind of a backwater, Bentonville was, and you had the distribution center, and it was the biggest thing around. Hey,
that's where Mark Martin's from. Be nice.
Okay. Sorry, Mark Martin, whoever the hell you are.
He plays baseball. Get a home run.
Does he do the sports ball?
Is he one of them sports ball players?
Okay.
With a steering wheel.
Oh, he doesn't sound very efficient.
He can do one lap around the track and get a hole in one, Bill.
Hey, there you go. Anyway. I forget
what the hell
I'm talking about now.
Sunrise over Walmart. Goddamn
detour and sons of bitches.
You want to laugh, but picture GM out here in, you know, the big factory. Picture any big factory. And as you're driving up through, where is the new Tesla factory? In Austin. Not only did they take the metal and build the sides of the walls all the way up, they made a wave, like they painted the design all the way around the building, but it's glass. So you can see, and I'm like,
it's rather impressive.
It is impressive, but that had to be one expensive building to build.
Oh, that's still working on it.
Yeah.
Did you see that they are recalling all the Cybertrucks?
And God bless them.
Yeah.
I didn't catch the whole story.
They're doing a computer update on them. That's what it is. Oh, so.
Okay. All them douchebags.
We're like, oh, wow, that's it?
Have to take
nothing
their
major, what?
Yeah, yeah.
All them.
Their door. Their aluminum door wedge has got to go back to the shop.
It could have been a trip to the zoo. You never know.
Well, all you people, if any of you bought one of these things, I'm sorry, but I'm about to talk a little smack about you.
I have four.
Cybertrucks?
No.
Jeez, no. Pete. For what then? What were you talking about?
The zoo. I don't have any of those.
The zoo.
Speaking of the zoo,
let's talk about that.
I was at the zoo and got to the monkey cage. Got to the monkey cage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a monkey. These guys are feeding this monkey peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the monkey would grab a peanut as they threw it, catch it, sniff it, reach around and shove it up his ass, pull it out, eat it. And those guys are just laughing, and they throw him another peanut, and he'd sniff it, turn around, shove it up his ass, pull it out, eat it.
It's gross.
And the one guy looks over to the zookeeper, and he says, why does that monkey do that? He says, that's funny as heck. Mm-hmm. He says, well, last week somebody threw him a peach, and he couldn't pass the pit, so he measures everything now.
Not even funny.
If you couldn't pass something, I bet you'd measure it.
Speaking of zoo,
no,
let's talk about what's going up. Isn't there a booth and a date and some other booths that we're getting ready to go do this weekend, guys?
Baby.
Let's talk about it.
Next weekend.
Yes, yes.
Or next week.
Where could you find the three fat truckers at the Mid-American Truck Show?
Well, the Mid-America Trucking Show is at the Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. This week, in fact, March 27th, 28th, and 29th, booth number
38054.
Outstanding.
And you can check
out the way,
our
guys,
at Clean Fire at 13080. And our other friend of the show, Miss Kelsey Eckert and Associates at 38703.
And if everybody gets online right now, you can get a pre-register free if you get online and get it done before the show. They've been pushing that hard the last 2 weeks. I know.
Oh, they always
flooded
do.
With the emails.
I can remember getting the magazine in the truck stop years ago, and they'd always have the page you rip out that had the free.
Mm-hmm. To mail, yeah.
No, it was just the free ticket to get in, because they used to, well, I don't know, they might still charge, but you used to have to pay 20 bucks or something to get in the show years ago.
Now it ain't a ticket no more. It's you're just
all online.
Get online. Yeah, that's why they tell everybody.
See, that's how many years ago it's been since that I've been going.
Yeah,
well,
last year.
At any rate, that's where you're going to see us in a few days. This is our last episode before the truck show.
Matter of fact, aren't we going to do a version from there? We're
going
to
record from the show, so that'll be the next episode that you'll see come out. Let's see, the 23rd is this one. It'll be the 30th that episode. cool. will be recorded from the truck show. We're not going to stream live.
No, because our recording time will probably have to be in the morning, I would assume.
Yeah, that.
And everybody's not there.
The situation with the internet is just not positive. And we can't afford the good internet right now. We're not doing it
there anyways, are we?
Yeah, we could use our internet if somebody would loan us 10 grand so I could get the T1 line. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The hotel works just as good.
Yeah.
Is that where we're doing it at?
No,
we'll probably do it at the show, but
we'll record it.
We'll record it. And then
I was like, I ain't showing you guys my hotel room. I shower at random hours.
We'll be doing the show from Malia's hot shower.
Malia, Richie's on here, the one that was calling you a GILF or MILF.
It's because he's been listening, see?
And
he was the one wanting the... Mention the random.
The lowdown on the random.
He listens to the show. He knows what goes on.
All right, kids. That's our show for this week. Come see us. We look forward to seeing everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this is your old buddy, Dave.
Buddy, huh? You're our buddy. And I've been Malia.
And this is Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
See you, folks.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.